Tobacco has a long history in Kentucky. At one time, it was the biggest cash crop in the state, but that's changed dramatically. Back in 1999, Kentucky farmers harvested 221,000 acres. Last year, the yield had plummeted to only 68,000 acres of tobacco. As WFPL's Lisa Gillespie reports from the Kentucky State Fair, an increasing health awareness of smoking complicates perceptions about the plant.
There's a large room at the Kentucky State Fair full of tobacco leaves. They're about 2 feet long, some are Kelly green, others are varying shades of brown, marking weeks hung in big tobacco barns across the state. Through the rows of leaves, I find a large tobacco plant, maybe 4 feet tall, with a blue ribbon next to it. This is 13-year-old Olivia Tribble's plant. She won the
Grand Champion ribbon. It's pretty cool.
Every year, the Tribbles grow about 11 acres of tobacco in Mercer County, about an hour southeast of Louisville.
And then we set them, fertilize and all the stuff on your ground, and you like cultivate it with a tractor. You know, you let them grow, you hope the rains come and stuff.
That's Olivia's mom, Rhonda Tribble. Her grandfather once grew hundreds of acres in the heyday of the cash crop.
It is something that I've always known all my life.
Tribble has three adult sons and Olivia. She says harvesting the tobacco is a family affair every year. They don't hire outside workers.
When you do this, it's kind of like especially when it's family, it's an all-day thing. And night. It's all you kind of think about and do.
But Tribble also has conflicted feelings about tobacco. Neither her nor her husband smoke or use any other tobacco products. And she doesn't want others to.
For us, even if it's like we need to grow it, you know, because we've just always grown that. It's not like we're four people, you know, using tobacco products.
With a rise in public awareness about how harmful smoking is, there's not as much demand. And the government also controls the price of tobacco, so it's not as lucrative as it once was. Back in the room of tobacco leaves at the fair, I find Chris Sterling with his wife and son. The air is pungent.
It's the same equivalent to walking into a leather shop. Kind of similar to that if I had to put a verbal description on it.
Sterling's views of tobacco are also kind of complicated. He once smoked. An ex-girlfriend paid for him to be hypnotized.
Where he made my body like stiff as a board.
And it worked. He's never smoked again. He also recalls working in a Lexington warehouse a few years ago. The owner and workers refused to stop smoking inside.
Nobody's going to tell them what to do, and they're so passionate about it. Okay, they own the building. They don't care about your lungs or your life. It's their building. If you don't like it, go work somewhere else.
Which is exactly what he did. But his attitudes on tobacco, the crop, as it's standing in this room, aren't as black and white.
I don't know if tobacco, as it sits right here, has anything to do with cancer. I think when you put all of the chemicals in it that all the companies put in it, that's where you get your volatile outcomes.
That seems to be a commonly held view at the fair. Tim Dunn was also with his family in the tobacco room.
Well, besides before they, add all the chemicals in there, I don't think tobacco is too much of a, you know, a lot of people have been doing it smoking for pipes for years.
But in fact, even without those chemicals, tobacco is still harmful. If one of these cured tobacco leaves were smoked as is, it would lead to restricted and inflamed arteries. That leads to strokes, heart attacks, and heart disease. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there's no safe form of inhaling or ingesting tobacco. Back at Rhonda Tribble's farm, there's about 3 weeks left for the harvest season. They'll bring in about $50,000 from their 11 acres. The money isn't as much as they used to get. Because of that, Tribble's husband, who'd been a farmer for more than 35 years, got a job working for the county this year.
Then to go to public work is a big transition. But a lot of it has to do with, you know, we don't know the demand that's going to be for the tobacco. You know, a farmer in today's time doesn't have a whole lot of security, and I hate to see it go away.
She says they'll keep growing tobacco as long as there's a market, but she hopes someone would create another use for these tobacco leaves. She's not sure what, so tobacco doesn't become a relic. I'm Lisa Gillespie at the Kentucky State Fair.